Guys, thank you all for joining me today on my Tuesday conference call. Today we're going to talk about motivation. And specifically, I've titled my spiel today, Where's Your Motivation? Now, that could talk, I could retitle that to What's Your Motivation? But we're going to talk about motivation today because motivation is what keeps us going. It's what keeps us in the game and keeps us striving toward the goals that we've all set for ourselves. As typically, look down toward all the attachments on the bottom. If any of you, first of all, my hope and goal is that you're all, my hope is that you're all on your computer and that you're all on my last announcement there and you're looking at all the attachments that I've sent out. The first attachment I would like you to draw attention to, and that is the 2014 LDI leaderboard. If you take a look at that, you'll find, in fact, that yes, our office, Green Meadows Productions, was the number one producer for LDI this last year in 2014. So you folks, you're on a great team. You're on a team where we can share information. You're on a team nonetheless. And you know what? If you're not on a team, you are all by yourself. If you ask any other agent out there if they can, you know, get on a conference call like this and share ideas, you will hear a resounding no. So count your blessings. You're with the right team that you can share ideas with, and you can get the best training out there. Let's go ahead and X out of there. And as you know, the second attachment is our Green Meadows leaderboard, which I basically sent out every month. Feel free to take a look at that to see who our producers are. You'll see that as I do every call, I draw attention from a lot of the producers that are on this list here. Either way, let's go to the third attachment. Third attachment. This is an attachment that I use a lot, and I use it a lot. I say it a lot because it means so much, and that is taking the required steps to live your dreams and do what you desire in life will cost you. Whatever your dreams are, whatever your desire is, if it's just to provide for your family, if it's to go on a nice trip to Hawaii, whatever that is, it will cost you. It's going to cost you in time. It's going to cost you effort. It's going to cost you financially. What's going to happen? You'll have to work hard and make sacrifices to keep learning and growing and changing to fulfill those dreams and desires. The main question is, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pay that price? Is that a yes or a no? Well, know this, most people won't. Most people that I send this conference call announcement out to will not even get on a conference call to see what it entails. So most people won't. The question is, will you? Will you pay the price? And really, the price is based on what your dreams and desires are, because if you have dreams, if you have desires, it's going to cost you in time, effort, and finances. Now, our topic today is motivation. Hold on a second here while I unscrew my my water bottle here. Our topic today is motivation. And motivation is one of the primary requirements to be successful in anything. Let's go ahead and X out of there. Let's go ahead and open up the fourth attachment. The fourth attachment, basically, there are three essentials for business success. What is the first one? The first one is motivation. Second one is goals. We covered that in our topic last week. The third one is you must follow a system. This is what I teach you daily, to follow the system that I've set out for you. It's a pathway. It's a roadway. It's a roadmap. That is a system. It's somewhat challenging to describe our system because it's quite entailed, but it's pretty simple. Here are the guidelines. Here are the tools. Follow these tools, and you will be successful. However, in order to do that, you must be motivated. You must have a why in everything you do. Why am I doing this? Am I doing this, A, to provide for my family, to pay the rent, whatever that is, B, to go on a trip, C, to buy a motorcycle? It could be anything, but you must be motivated to be successful in this profession. Now, go ahead and click out of attachment number 4 and click open attachment number 5. Click open attachment number 5. What does that say? It says, motivation gets you going. Motivation gets you going. When you write down your goals, you are motivated to accomplish those goals. But in order to keep going, you must be disciplined. You must be disciplined in what you do daily, i.e., collect 3 contacts every day. You know, Greg might be feeling a little down right now because this happened to him, but here's the thing. This is normal. When we make contact with people that we don't know, there will always be a period. I shouldn't say always, but there will typically be a period of struggle to build that relationship. The question is, will you do what's required to take that that initial struggle and turn it into something smooth where your customer, where your contact will feel confident in talking, speaking, and using you? But getting back to the document here, it's motivation that gets you going. It's discipline that keeps you growing. Discipline that keeps you growing. Persistence keeps you going. Doing the same action every day that I teach you daily, that's what will keep you going and growing, going and growing. Let's go ahead and X out of there. Let's go ahead and open the next attachment. I believe it's attachment number 6, titled Motivation. Here are the 3 types of motivation. I'm going to go through these real quickly. There's spiritual motivation. One of the main sources of motivation, of spiritual motivation that I receive is through reading my Bible. Question, what is the number one bought and read book in the world? Answer, it is the Bible. Where you get it, it's available everywhere. Going to Barnes & Noble, going to a Christian store. But spiritual motivation is number A or number one. And I'll say it again, that's where I get 90% of my motivation, from reading my Bible daily. Number 2, mental. There's a lot of ways that you can achieve mental motivation. You can read a lot of help books, which are available everywhere. There's training CDs, there's training DVDs, there's educational TV. One thing I stress is do not watch any news shows. If there's one main reason or one indication that somebody's watching the news, it's when they share all their drama with me. And if you know, if there's one thing that I won't stick around for, is to listen to your drama. Now, Greg, my intent is not to make you feel bad, but you felt that you had to finish sharing the rest of your drama with us on this new customer that you will eventually bring in. You felt like you had to explain yourself. That's possibly because you watch a lot of news, because the news is all drama. That's why they say the news. That's why they give you the news, because newsmakers, news directors, people that distribute the news, they know that our mentality is to where we want to know where all the drama is. Just drive down a freeway and see where an accident is. You know, you got to wonder, why does this traffic not move when it's passing an accident? It's because people want to stop and see all the drama. And that is what news shows are. It's strictly drama. So if you want to be motivated mentally, do not watch any news shows. Watch educational TV. Watch Nat Geographic. Watch Shark Tank. Watch stuff that you can actually learn from. And there's also physical motivation. If any of you do not have a routine exercise program where you work out at least 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I suggest you start doing that today or tomorrow. It doesn't matter. 3 days a week. Start off 20 minutes a day, even if you go out for a walk. But if you incorporate a physical motivation scheme or schedule into your routine, your weekly routine, you will see how much more energy you'll have. And then when you call me, you'll be all upbeat. You won't be downcast and trodden sounding. So, three forms of motivation. There's spiritual motivation. There's mental motivation. There's physical motivation. If you can, when you work these into your daily routine, you will see your motivation increase more and more every single day, every week, every year. And guess what's going to happen? Your results will be indicative of where your motivation is. 1 second, folks. Okay, so one more time. Spiritual, mental, physical motivation. That's what will, when you act on your motivation, that's what brings you the results that you're seeking. Okay, let's X out of there. We're going to open number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Attachment number 7. I'm going to go over 8, real quickly, 8 ways that freight agents stay motivated. 8 ways that freight agents stay motivated. So go ahead and click open that one. It's the 7th one. Let's talk about number 1. The first way to stay motivated is to set goals that you will accomplish. Again, you're not creating a wish list. You're creating a success plan. Motivation builds when you have a clear understanding of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what it is you're working to accomplish. The most successful freight sales agents are those who clearly understand their why. So, what's your why? Now, again, I don't do this to brag. I do this to explain something. I showed you earlier the 2014 LDI leaderboard. Why do you think Green Meadows Productions is on top? Because I set goals, and I take action to achieve those goals. And in setting goals and taking action, one of the things I must do is encourage all of you to do the same. If you do the same, you'll see that over time, you will start achieving those goals. But if you don't write them down, you're not going to accomplish anything. So 1, set goals that you will accomplish. Not only do you have to write them down, they have to be accomplishable. Number 2, devise a plan of action. Number 2, to stay for a freight agent to stay motivated, number 2 is to devise a plan of action. Once goals are established, break each one down into weekly and daily action steps that you check off as you complete them. Review your progress, celebrate your achievements. Successes build momentum and are great motivators to keep you going. And that's what our goal sheet looks like. There are daily goals, there's weekly goals, monthly goals, and there's goals for the year that I went over with everybody last week. So devise a plan of action. Number 3, time block your day. This typically is something that you must do when it comes to getting your 3 daily contacts. But let me explain further. Blocking or compartmentalizing tasks into single chunks assist in pushing through days when you feel slow and under-motivated. Example, when making your daily cold calls, set aside 15 minutes to dial a certain number, then move on to the next 15-minute task. Splitting up your daily goals into small doable tasks lessens resistance, and your ability to finish them becomes more realistic. Now, you'll see as you become more and more successful that a lot of your time is spent on the phone negotiating with customers and carriers their rates. If you're not doing that yet, you will be soon. But in order to do that, you must make contact with the marketplace and build your contact list. So really, time block your day applies to most of you or a lot of you that are just starting off and you've been in this a short while. Number four, eight ways that freight agents stay motivated. Number four is to reach out to other entrepreneurs. When we do this every Tuesday and Thursday, that's what we're doing, guys. This is a way for us to reach out to other entrepreneurs. What better way than to reach out to each other where you have the same individuals on the phone every week? Anyway, reading on, working from your home is isolating, so a great support network, which is what we have, online or off, keeps your motivation high and provides a boost of energy that gets you through the day. Network with other agents or self-employed individuals. Share your challenges, share your strategies and methods of motivation. Networking with others reminds you of why you got into this business initially and keeps motivation flowing. Stay abreast of our webinars and conference calls to develop your sales skills and keep them continually razor sharp. There's a saying that goes along with this, and that is your checkbook. Let me say it again. Your checkbook is indicative of the three people that you hang out with the most. Let me say it again. Your checkbook is indicative of the three people that you hang out with the most. You may want to write that down. Again, it's not a quote from me. It's a quote that I'm aware of. But just think about it. Who do you hang out with? Who do you network with? Who are you using to keep you motivated? Number five, start and stay healthy. This goes back to physical motivation. Sitting for long times is a detriment to staying healthy. It drains your energy and contributes to weight gain. A sick and tired body cannot maintain a motivated and productive lifestyle. Set aside time each day to get in at least 30 minutes of physical activity. This assists your body in releasing more endorphins, a natural feel-good hormone that increases energy and motivation. Now, Marie and I were gone all last week, and unfortunately, we did not work out. How do you think we were feeling when we got home yesterday morning? Well, what do you think we did yesterday afternoon? We went to the gym and we worked out. Boy, did both of us feel better today because we did it. So, number five, start and stay healthy. Number six, dress for success. You know, I've got this listed here, but let me read on. Although working from home gives you the ability to spend your day in pajamas, it doesn't mean you should. Let me say it again. It doesn't mean you should. You may have the ability to do it, but is it really going to make you feel productive? Is it going to make you feel successful? I would not do that. I wouldn't produce in your pajamas. Wearing the right clothes can be a confidence booster and motivator as well. If you desire to make $1 million, then dress like a millionaire. Now, what does that mean? It's whatever you want to make it. But I'll say this. If you're walking around in slippers and pajamas, that is not going to make you feel like a millionaire. I can guarantee that. Number seven, read my daily motivational insights. Daily quotes are great motivators when you read them over and over. If you're searching for daily motivation, read my insight that lands in your LDI Gmail account early every morning. Now, one thing I'm really pointing out here is the attachment that I put on every daily insight. That attachment always deals with something that will assist you in moving more freight. If you care to read the scriptures that I put down there, feel free. That is what motivates me. I'll say it right now. That is what motivates me. Anything that has to do with godliness, I put it down there because that's what motivates me. I'm not going to suggest something that I don't do myself. So read my daily insight every morning. Number eight, never, ever, 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 ever quit. And I'll say this, most of the people that join us quit, unfortunately. But I'm telling you who are on the call today, never, ever quit. Train yourself to finish what you start. How many times have you started something in life and you have not finished it? Everybody has done that. When are you going to stop? Right now, you're going to stop it today. Visualize the end goal. If you refuse to quit until you're done, you'll cross the finish line and discover you've got what it takes to succeed, not only in this industry, but in life in general. And how much better will you look to your spouse, your family, whoever it is? You can be someone that they can strive to be like as well. 8 ways that we stay motivated. Boy, if I were any of you, I would read and reread that for quite a few times after we get off the phone call today. It's so important. Let's X out of there. I'm going to go over 2 short documents. Document number 9 or number 8. Go ahead and click out of number 8. We stay motivated. Click on the next one. And that is, remember when calling prospects and customers, your attitude is everything about everything. Let me say that one more time. Your attitude is everything about everything. The reason why I put that in there today is if you are motivated, if you fill your head spiritually, mentally, physically, your attitude will change. And boy, what's important is that when you're on the call with your contacts, what's important is your attitude. If you have this ho-hum attitude, your contact, your prospect is going to pick on it immediately. Why? Because most of the people that call them have a negative attitude or an attitude of, I can't do this, I don't know what I'm doing. So when you feel physically better, spiritually better, mentally better, it will show in your attitude, and your attitude is everything about everything when you make your calls. We're going to X out of that one, open up the last one, and that is, remember when calling your prospects and customers, don't be boring like the next guy, be different. Don't be boring like the next guy. Be different. The average guy that calls your prospects is somebody that he's got his shoulders all hunched over. His confidence is waning or not even there. That's boring. People will hang up with you in a second. So don't be boring like the next guy, like 90-95% of the other freight agents that call your customers and your prospects. Be different. And the way to be different is to have the right attitude. How do you have the right attitude? You do it by starting off by being spiritually, mentally, and physically motivated going into your call so you can receive the information that you're asking for. Typically, who is the shipping decision maker? What's their number? And what's their email address, so you can start building a relationship with them that will eventually lead to you providing the service. Okay, so those are the main facets on motivation. Excuse me while I take a swig here. Question and answer. Feel free to interject. Hit *6 to get on. Any questions about our topic today, or if you want to provide us with something that whatever you'd like to share with us, make sure that it deals with the topic here or assists us in moving more freight, whatever that is, guys. Hit *6. Who's going to be first? Who's going to be first? Who's going to be first? Hit *6. Guys, I'm recording this. I don't want a lot of dead time on my recording. There's got to be something that somebody wants to add or ask. Hit *6. If I don't hear something shortly in the next 15 seconds, I'll go ahead and wrap this up and call it a day.
Ted, yes, if I may, this is Nassim.
Nassim, welcome. What can you share with us today, Nassim?
Thank you. First of all, it is always pleasure to hearing you, your teachings. Anyways, I'd like to ask, is there any source for mental motivation I can use?
Absolutely. For mental, I always enjoyed reading certain books. One, if you go to the sales guide and you go to, hold on the scene.
Yes.
I'm looking at my table of contents right now, and that is if you go to page 18, it's 10 must read books.
Yes.
Nassim.
Yes.
10 must-read books. You can start with any of those right there. I've read them all. I would not have listed them if I didn't feel that they would provide you with value.
Yeah, for sure. So these are considered as mental.
Absolutely.
I see.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Nassim. Who's next? Hit star 6. Again, share with us, ask whatever you'd like, guys. All you have to do is hit star 6. Okay. Guys, I appreciate you getting on the call today. Let me just make my initial announcements here. Any questions, again, involving being motivated, or if you got any questions involving marketing or selling, I'm your guy to ask, 626-309-9141. Any questions involving our top-of-the-line LDI freight agent program, that is a question for Marilyn or Maria, at the same number, 626-309-9141. Guys, we're having a phenomenal month for January. I was even told by our corporate office that we're doing that. I can't encourage you enough to keep using the tools that I've given you. There's a reason why we're the number one freight agent for LDI. It's because of the tools and the application of those tools. You keep doing it. You know, you set your goals and you use the tools to accomplish your goals. You will accomplish those. Any last questions before I wrap it up for the day? Hit star 6.
Ted, this is Maria.
Hey, Maria.
I just wanted to mention how important it is. You know, thank you so much for the refresher. I remember hearing you go over these details in the past. And it's always a good reminder because sometimes we could get so stagnant and so comfortable and we forget these main important topics that you had just spoke of. So thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for that reminder, and especially me being here in the office. I need to be reminded as well. And so I appreciate that.
Maria, thank you so much for sharing that. Anybody have anything to add before we wrap it up for the day? Okay. Folks, take care. God bless. It has been a pleasure.
You too.
I really enjoy how we discuss certain things on the beginning of the call. Anyway, we're always here for any questions, any emails. Just shoot them over. Our goal is to assist all of you in moving more freight. Boy, it sure is a lot of fun when that happens. Okay? Take care, everybody. God bless. We'll see you or talk to you tomorrow.